Hello, everyone, and welcome to 50 weeks of 50 weeks of gratitude challenge. We are actually moving along. We are on week 10. Time flies, right? And even more so when you're having fun. Our challenge is a genuine effort to help each of us take note of the good things in life. So far, we've done different types of journaling, lists, and different activities and interactions with people and just expression appreciation. And I hope that it's helping you to really see how much good there is, as well as to acknowledge and be grateful for the things that we do have. For this week, since we are in week 10, I don't know. Let me think. Oh, you know what? Since we did a little bit deeper, probably I think week 5 or 6, I'm going to do that again. I want us to actually take a moment to think about what we're grateful for from our past. So this one can be really difficult for some of us because we look at our past as all negative. We look at us, the experiences that we've had in our past as things that have hurt or harmed us in ways that have damaged us emotionally, spiritually, financially. We look at them and we say to ourselves, you know, I don't see any reason to be grateful for things that have happened to me. And in some cases, I'm going to just be honest, there are absolutely no reasons for things to have happened to a person. And so I'm not going to ask you to go to things that are dark and hurtful and just painful for you. But I want you to think about the things in your past that have made that you could be grateful for. So for example, it could be as simple as I'm grateful for having, and this is not my example because I'm gonna come back to my real one, I'm grateful for having two parents. I'm grateful for having never been homeless. I'm grateful for having gone to the best school district in my state. Those type of things can be examples of things to be grateful for from your past. However, if you wanted to dig a little bit deeper, you can do it. You can say, I'm grateful for the exposure to unhealthy parents so that I knew that I was not going to parent this way, and I wanted to be able to change the history or the patterns in my family. You could say you're grateful for your past related to failing out of high school and going into a Job Corps, and then that opportunity, knowing it changed your life and also your vocational opportunity. That could be an example. Like, so for myself, I guess I can say I am grateful for coming from a single mother with multiple children and being the youngest of them. I'm grateful for that experience because it allowed me to see and to know that you can have less and still get more. You can have less, quote unquote, financially, and still have opportunities to love and care for each other. So I'm grateful for just that portion of it, or acknowledging that portion of maybe the past, and maybe it didn't feel like it all the time. But one of the things that I am grateful for related to my mother is that she was doing the best that she could, and she would always make sure that if nothing else, we knew we were loved. All right, so you guys, those are examples. You can keep it simple. However, and remember, these are don't all have to be shared with us, so they can be private. And if you do want to challenge yourself to go a little deeper, you can. But if not, you can keep it a little less deep, quote unquote, and allow for yourself to just acknowledge something from the past that is positive, or excuse me, that you can be grateful for. And I hope you guys continue to join us as we go into our next, I guess, 10 or so, or we actually have exactly 40 left now. So I hope that you continue to join us as we continue to go through our 50 weeks of gratitude challenge.